Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the fifth episode of the Bethlehem Wildcast.
I'm Case, and that's Frank.
Stay tuned for new sports and weather.
And other fun segments.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's podcast. Now, me and my co-host Jacob will begin the Bethlehem news.
To start the week off, Monday the 14th, Kelsey Paul will be having a birthday turning 17 years old.
Tuesday the 15th, there will be a school advisory meeting after school at 3 p.m.
There will be a college and career trip to the University of Florida Wednesday the 16th.
Just a reminder to all our listeners that Veterans Day is this Friday the 11th, and we would like to thank all our veterans for their service.
That's all the Bethlehem news we got for y'all this week. And remember, next week we will be out for Thanksgiving break. And now on to the weather. Hey everyone, welcome to Weekly Weather. We're here to give you your forecast for the upcoming days.
Saturday, November 12th, partly cloudy afternoon, mild temps with a high of 73 and a low of 56. There is a 0% chance of rain.
Sunday, November 13th, increasing cloudiness, pretty cool weather with a high of 60 and a low of 37 for that night. There is still a 0% chance of rain.
Monday, November 14th, mostly sunny but still quite cool with a high of 59 and a low of 31 that night. Seeing a small 3% chance of rain so far.
Tuesday, November 15th, partly cloudy, still relatively cool with a high of 62 and a low of 39. There is a 6% chance of rain for that early morning.
Wednesday, November 16th, still cloudy but pretty cool with a high of 67 and a low of 44 that night. 52% chance of late showers. All information was accurate of 11/9 and was provided by myforecast.com.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bethlehem Wildcats sports segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by Roman and John. Today, we are going to recap the Lady Wildcats' first preseason game versus the Walton Braves.
The Bethlehem Lady Wildcats hosted the Walton Braves in the Donald Dady Classic. The Braves scored a total of 42 points with the three players in double digits. The Bethlehem Wildcats scored a total of 29 points with the leading scorers being Cadence with 14 points and Kelsey with 8. Good job, girls.
We would like to say a special thank you to our booster club for improving our gym floor.
That's all for this week. Join us next week for the Lady Wildcats' next game, the Donald Dady Classic. Now on to Aiden with Tech, Zach with This Week in History, and Oliver with Funky Factoids.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tech Time, and this week we'll be talking about the JBL Boombox 3. The JBL Boombox 3 has a strong bold design with a metal handling silicone grip for a slip-resistant grip. It also has a massive sound with a deep bass. It also has water and dust resistance with 24-hour playtime. It is compatible with multi-speaker play with the JBL portable app. My source for this episode of Tech Time comes from JBL.com. That's it for this week of Tech Time. Thanks for everyone listening into this week. Make sure to come back next week because we will be talking about the Tesla Super Truck. Now to Zach with This Week in History.
Hi, my name is Zach and welcome to This Week in History. November 7th, 1921, in Italy, the National Congress picks Benito Mussolini as its leader. November 8th, 392, the Roman Empire outlaws paganism. November 9th, 1991, in the second reaction, scientists in Culham, England produce 1.7 megawatts of power in the first controlled nuclear fusion reaction. November 10th, 1960, America's first commercial nuclear power plant goes online in Rome, Massachusetts. November 11th, 1885, Nathan Adler, chief rabbi of the British Empire, founds Jewish College, a teacher's college in London, England. My source is Tehebi Books, London, New York, a day-by-day review of world events today in history. Now to Oliver with Funky Factoids.
Hello, thank you for listening to this week's Funky Factoids. This week, I will be talking about the human body. Did you know that your eyes remain almost the same size for your entire life, and you are taller in the morning? And every day you produce about 20 million cells, and the only muscle that does not get tired is your heart, and your ears never stop growing. My source for this week's segment is from Newsweek.com. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Funky Factoids. Next, you will be listening to Case with the Movie Reviews.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Gameverse. I'm Frank, and today I'll be recommending Dead Cells. Dead Cells is rated teen. The price ranges from $20 to $25. 4 DLCs, and you can get them all for $12. Dead Cells is a 2D action platformer, a roguelike with Castlevania influences. You can explore a huge dynamic castle provided you can fight your way past its defenders. You'll need to learn 2D Souls-like fighting to succeed, as permadeath is always a risk, and there's no checkpoints. That's it for me, folks. Tune in next week for more video games.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the segment where I list interesting facts about all animals. In honor of Veterans Day, this week's animal is the bald eagle. The fierce beauty and proud independence of this great bird aptly symbolizes the strength and freedom of America. The bald eagle is 30 to 31 inches in length, with a wingspan of 6 to 7 feet. Bald eagles live near rivers, lakes, and marshes where they can find fish, their staple food. Bald eagles will also feed on waterfowl, turtles, rabbits, snakes, and other small animals and carrion. An adult bald eagle does not have any natural predators in the wild. However, the chicks are preyed upon by bobcats, wolverines, black bears, foxes, raccoons, and large birds. Thank you for listening. Come back next week for facts about squirrels. This week's sources came from A2ZAnimals.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. With the Halloween season coming to a close not 2 weeks ago, and the holidays coming in less than a month, I figured that it would be no better time than to review a movie that combines both in a stunning stop-motion fashion. The Nightmare Before Christmas, a horrifyingly jolly musical that's fit for all lovers of both holidays, is the subject of today's scrutiny. Produced by the well-known Tim Burton, this film was the directorial debut of Henry Selick, who later went on to direct James and the Giant Peach and Coraline. The film itself was based on a poem written by Tim Burton. While the movie was technically produced under Walt Disney Studios, they released the film under Touchstone Pictures from the worries that the film was too dark and scary for kids. The film was released mid-October, right in time for the holiday season, with a budget of $24 million. Being one of the lowest-budget Disney blockbusters of the time, between the movie's original release and five releases across the years, the film grossed a total of $19.5 million. The movie has since become a beloved classic for all holiday and movie lovers alike. I highly recommend the film for those who haven't seen it and want a fun viewing experience for this holiday season. That's all for this week, folks. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for more classic films and modern movies. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com.
Thanks for tuning in this week. Make sure to come back next week for more interesting technology with Aiden, fun games with Frank, and weather with Katie.